Concussions are becoming an exceedingly deep concern if you're a parent with kids in sports. President Obama turned a lot of heads recently by saying if he had a son, he'd have to think long and hard before letting him play football. Besides all this hand-wringing, what can you do to help your kids prevent head injuries?
Well, Dimitri spoke with Dr. Gerard Gioia, director of the concussions program at Children's National Medical Center. He wrote the concussions guidelines for the CDC.
I think at this point, the message needs to be a balanced one where certainly we know that there is risk of concussion in any sport. We tend to focus on football, but we know that many sports present that risk. And what we see are stories that, obviously raise concern. But I think it's important that parents know that they can actually take charge of that problem and become educated about the nature of concussions, what they're looking for, and how to handle them with their medical provider. So I think there are some very good solutions out there that should help parents certainly feel better about how to address that problem and allow their kids to play sports.
You are suggesting that if parents and coaches and their doctors, by extension, ensure that kids play safe and fair, then it's okay. Can you go into what safe and fair really means?
Each sporting organization now is looking at their sports in ways that they never looked at before. As we've learned more about concussions, we've realized that there are certain ways that kids, for example, tackle in football or play the game of soccer where their bodies are striking each other or, checking on the ice or on the lacrosse field in ways that could be injurious. The rules are now being modified so that we know that we can reduce that risk to children. So I think that safe idea now is integrating what we know more about concussion and trying to make that play and that rule enforcement much more of a primary consideration.
I don't think anybody would argue that sports are not an essential aspect of life for kids. Of course, the exercise, the athleticism, the teamwork, and on and on. It's critically important that kids take part as long as they're interested, of course. But are contact sports an essential aspect of life?
I don't know that I'm in a position to give an opinion on what sports are or are not an essential part of life. I think that, again, each sport, if properly taught and officiated, and again, with that sport really looking at what is safe, can provide tremendous benefit for kids. And I would include, personally, I would include contact sports in that as well.
Let me ask you, are you saying largely that you're worried about such a backlash, parents, en masse, pulling their kids out of contact sports, and you would call that an overreaction?
Yes. And again, I think those reactions right now are because we're hearing about the problem, but we're not hearing about the solutions that can really help to address that problem. And I think we need to bring both of those into the equation here. And I think that will better safeguard kids, and I think it will better prepare coaches and leagues, and I think it will make parents feel much more confident that they are doing the right thing for their child.
You treat kids with concussions. Are you seeing more cases these days?
Yes, we are seeing more. The awareness of this injury has increased substantially, and that's a good thing because I don't believe that the injury is actually occurring substantially more, but instead we're doing a much better job at identifying those kids earlier so that we can treat them and help them to recover much more effectively.
In our conversation here, we keep returning to that critical decision by parents, I don't want you on that football field or whatever they say. Can we get to a point where concussions are, I don't know that we could ever avoid them entirely, but severely reduced, let's say?
Well, I believe we can, but we've got to get going with that agenda.
But isn't part of this prevention changing some of the rules? And then doesn't that fundamentally change how these sports are played and maybe some of the enjoyment that we've come to receive? I guess now I'm looking a little more at the collegiate level, the NFL, and maybe that's an avenue you don't wish to go down. But aren't we fundamentally changing the sports as we look at safety?
Well, we may, but I don't know that yet. I do think we need some rule changes in certain sports. I do think that, what we do with the head, whether it's, again, in football or lacrosse or ice hockey or soccer, really needs to be examined much more carefully, and we need to really take that out of the direct equation. I think that will help to reduce the injuries.